KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 36 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today, a 40% chance of rain this afternoon, and a high in the upper 30s. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A traffic stop early this morning southwest of Corning in Adams County resulted in the arrest of two Union County residents. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a vehicle was pulled over at around 12:17 a.m. near the intersection of Highway 34 and Brooks Road. A Montgomery County K-9 unit was called for assistance. The dog alerted to the presence of narcotics in the vehicle, which resulted in a probable cause search of the vehicle. A search of the vehicle and its occupants turned up methamphetamine, marijuana, a digital scale, used needles, and about $1,255 worth of cash. The driver of the vehicle, Nathan Hewlett of Creston, was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense. His passenger, Alicia Milslagle of Creston, was arrested for PCS, possession of controlled substance, methamphetamine, second offense, along with possession of marijuana, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Adams County deputies were assisted in their investigation as well by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources personnel. Sheriff's deputies in Audubon County Wednesday arrested a Guthrie County man wanted on an outstanding Audubon County warrant. 35-year-old Jason Dean Smiths of Jamaica was picked up from the Greene County Jail and transported to the Audubon County Jail, where he was charged with failure to appear for an order to show cause for child support. Smiths posted a $1,000 bond and was released. He's scheduled to appear in court on Monday. And 27-year-old Cole Jacob Benton of Hamlin was arrested Thursday afternoon on a possession of drug paraphernalia charge. The charge was the result of an investigation into an incident at Benton's residence. He was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later posted a $300 cash bond before being released. His court date was also set for Monday. Clarinda police officers investigating a reported possible burglary in progress arrested a man on drug charges Friday morning. Police Chief Keith Brothers said 29-year-old Nathan Andrew Wilcoxon of Coyne was arrested at around 6:30 p.m. for possession of methamphetamine and possession of OxyContin without a prescription, as well as possession of drug paraphernalia. Wilcoxon was arrested while officers were investigating the 300 block of North 13th Street. He was being held in the Page County Jail on $2,300 bond. Police have reports have been submitted to the Page County Attorney's Office for review and the filing of formal charges. Authorities have arrested the grandson of an 84-year-old man whose body was found by firefighters in northwest Iowa. The Rock Valley Police Department said in a news release Friday that 19-year-old Santos Rodriguez Jr. is charged with first-degree murder and arson in the slaying of Luis Lovanos. The older man's body was found October 29th after firefighters extinguished the blaze at the home that he shared with Rodriguez. Investigators have since learned that Lovanos had been stabbed several times. Police say Rodriguez left for Utah after the fire and was taken into custody there. Iowa investigators went to Utah to interview him, and police say Rodriguez admitted stabbing his grandfather and setting the fire. Rodriguez, for now, remains in the custody of Utah County authorities. Now this Sunday, November 12th, Fred Hubbell, Democratic candidate for governor of Iowa, will begin a four-day statewide mental health tour. One of his stops takes him to Harlan, where he'll be joined by rural mental health expert Dr. Michael Roseman, former president of the National Sheriff's Association and current Story County Sheriff Paul Fitzgerald, along with local community mental health stakeholders. His Harlan Rural Mental Health Roundtable discussion will take place at the Milk and Honey Restaurant at 1101 7th Street, beginning at 3 p.m. Sunday. Hubbell is a lifelong progressive and fifth-generation Iowan who holds vast experience in both the public and private sector, who successfully ran several large companies like the Yonkers department store chain and Equitable of Iowa. His 10-stop trip across the state includes discussions in both Sioux City and Harlan on Sunday. Along the way, he'll be joined by county sheriffs, mental health professionals, and community leaders to hear about Iowa's mental health crisis and discuss solutions to restore care and support the mental health community. At each stop, Hubbell will discuss his vision to revitalize Iowa's mental health care. More information about him and his campaign can be found at fredhubbell.com. There is a link to that under this same news story on the KJAN News page. A team of more than 70 Iowans and Nebraskans from the Omaha District of the Army Corps of Engineers has returned from a lengthy hurricane recovery mission in Florida, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. Most of them spent 8 weeks or more offering emergency assistance. Michael Welch, power plant superintendent at Gavin's Point Dam, headed up the Blue Roof mission, which helped to secure temporary covers of blue tarps atop those damaged homes.
Some houses were destroyed, absolutely destroyed, and the Blue Roof mission could not be applied to those homes. So I would say that the disaster response that the Corps of Engineers responds to, the Blue Roof people are like the infantry. They're actually boots on the ground, canvassing neighborhoods, directly talking to people to people.
Welch and his team were initially sent to the U.S. Virgin Islands, where he says they saw near total destruction.
It was also amazing that the people are how positive they are. It's like any natural disaster. People realize it's the basics of life that are important, that they're alive and that they're, all the possessions they had can be replaced, but their family's safe. Those are the things that are reminded when you go on a disaster response.
Welch says the team members saw signs of recovery as they prepared to leave.
There were no leaves on any plants when we got there. Or I actually got there to St. Croix around the 24th or something of September. But by the time we were leaving in the end of October, the trees had sprouted leaves and it was turning green again, and it's pretty amazing how fast nature can start the recovery process.
Well, it says the Corps will continue to rotate people into the hurricane areas as long as they are needed. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, John Jack Robert Fugel, age 86, of Stewart, died November 5th at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for John Jack Fugel will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematory in Stewart has arrangements. Paul Knudsen, age 66, of Exira, died Sunday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Paul Knudsen will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Edna Popesel, age 85, of Harlan, died Monday in Omaha. A mass of Christian burial for Edna Popesel will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Betty Sleister, age 94, of Lake Mills and formerly of Manila, died Sunday at the Lake Mills Care Center. Funeral services for Betty Sleister will be today at 1 o'clock at the United Church of Manila. OD Funeral Home in Manila is in charge of the arrangements. Julie Ann Bissell Tupker, age 65, of Marion and formerly of Cumberland, died November 1st in Texas. A celebration of life for Julie Tupker will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Brosh Chapel and Ava Center in Cedar Rapids. Joyce Moore, age 81, of Panora, died Wednesday at Panora Specialty Care. Memorial services for Joyce Moore will be held on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Sharon Elaine Sherry Dobernecker, age 79, of Griswold, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Sherry Dobernecker will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Elaine Christensen, age 88, of Exira, died Tuesday at Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Elaine Christensen will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Emily Gardner Dick, age 78, of Council Bluffs, a native of Oakland, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Emily Gardner Dick will be held on November 18th at 11 a.m. at the St. John's United Church of Christ in Council Bluffs. Cutler O'Neill Myron Woodring Bayless Park Chapel Funeral Home in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. And Leona Petty, age 101, who's formerly of Adair, died October 30th. Funeral services for Leona Petty will be held on November 27th at 11 a.m. at the Resurrection Lutheran Church in Ankeny. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.